One of the authors of what's known as the Clean Energy Jobs Act is Madison State Representative Spencer Black. He says key elements of the bill remain the same.
25% renewables by the year 2025, 2% a year reduction in energy use, and encouragement of distributed or small-scale renewable projects in addition to the larger ones.
Black says the goal is to have 1% of all electrical power in the state come from small-scale renewable projects like manure digesters and small wind and solar projects. He says 40% of the renewable power would come from inside Wisconsin. Black acknowledges that a low-carbon fuel standard has been dropped and that power companies may have a slightly easier time adding a nuclear power reactor. Environmental groups like parts of the bill but don't like others. The stronger opposition comes from Todd Stewart of the Wisconsin Industrial Energy Group, which represents big energy users.
I find the new global warming bill to be extremely disappointing. The slimmed-down version, and it's not really slimmed down, it comes in at 140 or 150 pages. The slimmed down version really still has massive costs. The major provision is the 25% renewable mandate by 2025.
Stewart says renewable energy will be more expensive to create, and the state doesn't need more power generation at this point. State lawmakers may vote on the new climate change bill within the next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.